Welcome to Art, Design, and Chardonnay with your host, Erica Chardonnay. This is my creative outlet podcast where I talk about art, design, and my lifestyle. Each episode, I will tackle different topics that I hope motivate you and help you with your success. If you're a designer, artist, or an overall creative person, this podcast is for you. Hi everyone, and welcome back. In this episode, I would like to share my ideas on how I organize my design files. When you are creating something for someone and you have to work with different design files, sometimes it's difficult to figure out a way to keep them all organized. Depending on the project, I used to have an issue with organizing as well as purging. By purging, I mean to move the files to an extended hard drive and not delete them. The only reason I don't delete the files is that there may come a time when I lose the PNG or the JPEG and I have to go back to the original. Inside of a file that you are designing, you will have many elements. This includes your design files that have many layers. It may include inspiration images from the client as well as photography. It's important to keep everything in a central location. Please learn from my mistakes when I say this, because there once was a time when I was in college, I used to throw all of my files in one folder because I thought that was easier, and it didn't matter if I labeled my files or not. And to be honest with you guys, I never changed the name of my files. They used to always say Untitled-1 whatever. And so that obviously is a huge problem. So for whatever reason, I thought it was easier to put all of them in a shared folder, and then I didn't even name my design files. So major mistake. But when it comes to organizing, I do mine three different ways: by the person, by the type, and by the year. Think of these ideas like a file cabinet, but on your computer. Organizing by the person is like naming the dividers in the cabinet. Organizing by type is the different files and folders that go inside of the dividers in the file cabinet. And then organizing by year is purging the files in the file cabinet and sending them to be archived. If you have an HR background like me, you might know what I'm talking about. So, when I organize by the person, it's usually because I design for them often, so I put their name on the folder. Also, this is the easiest way for me to find the project on my computer. The only issue I've had so far is when I'm designing for a friend, and the design is actually for a mutual friend. So I might put it in the wrong folder. For example, if I confuse you, for example, I have a Bethany folder, right? But if Bethany is actually throwing the shower for Veronica instead of myself, I've had a habit of putting it in the Veronica folder when I could have just put it in the Bethany folder, but it's not that big of a deal. Of course, you can always just cut and paste the folder, but that's really the only issue I've ever had when I organize by person. But I mean, there's no harm done, of course. That's just a con, I suppose, if it actually is one. But yeah, you would just cut and paste the folder into the right area later. And then when I organize by the type, it's usually titled by the project. I use this method inside of the actual client's folder. So let's go back to the Veronica folder, for example. Since she is a reoccurring client and, also my friend or whatever, I'm gonna keep her file on my computer. And because she might have a fashion business, she has a 1-year-old child, you're gonna have different projects provided that she use you. We're just gonna act like we're just gonna act like you're the main designer for Veronica and say that you did a logo for her fashion business. You are making you have made the invitations for her wedding, and you might be making a 1-year-old invitation for her son Adam or something like that. And so, it's sort of transitions a little bit, but that's how you would you know use like the organize by type sort of thing, because like for example, if you design a lot of things as far as Adam is concerned, right? So Adam's gonna have his own folder because Adam is a kid, he's gonna keep growing. So she might say, hey, can you design his invitations this year or the next year, blah blah blah. So inside of Adam's folder, you're gonna have year one, year two, and so on. So I mean, either that, or you can always like do it by the theme of the party. So he might have a circus theme, he might have a animal theme the next year. So it just depends on how you decide that you want to go through and organize it inside of the client folder, because I like to organize them sort of by one-off title names instead of multiple ideas. So if Veronica like has like different logo businesses, I don't want to put all of her logos, well, the logos for her businesses, I don't want to put them all inside of like one folder. So I'm gonna say, oh, logo for fashion business, or just fashion business stuff. And then maybe if she has a cafe, I'll do like cafe stuff, just to sort of separate it. But you know, it's just personal preference. So and then the last one was when I organized by the year. So this is generally on the extended hard drive, and this is because it's easier to find with so much on the drive, and I tend to remember a lot of the projects by year anyway. And as long as you're like gentle with the hard drive, it'll last you, like you can't go throwing it around. But I just feel like all of these methods are beneficial for making sure that my computer is organized, because the more files that you have on your computer, of course, the less memory that you have. And if you're like me, just recently I realized I forgot to purge for 2019 because of, you know, illness at the time. And I was in Photoshop designing some stuff for myself, and Photoshop was just like, we can't save this. And it was weird. And I was like, what? Like, you can't save what? And then that's when I realized I didn't really purge for the year before. So I just hope that when you design for a while like me, you don't forget that there are other ways of working like I did. So that's why I'm sort of sharing this, because I just feel like I hope it helps. You know, it's just a small tip, but I feel like it's beneficial at the same time. So I hope this helps. And let's connect on Instagram. Be sure to comment on the post for this episode and DM me for any requests. And that's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'm on Instagram as EST Creations. I'm on YouTube as Erica Chardonnay. I'm on Facebook as Erica Terry Creations, and if you would like to visit my website, it is ericachardonnay.com.